Ich sagte, ob es wird nassen. Es ist ein at the end of days. These are an interesting story. Rabbi Akiva, after he became Rabbi Akiva, Kishaholach le'eretz v'chilu kurza. He went to a certain land, Eitzel Shulta in Echad, and he was accepted and given due respect by this Shulta. And how did he give him the due respect? It says, V'shoga lo ishtei noshim. So how do you offer, how do you show your respect to a visiting dignitary? So this Shulta in center of Akiva, two women, Yofais, Rachatzon, V'sochum, they put all their perfume on themselves, the costume kekale is chasanim, and he dressed them up like a kala. V'hoyim is naplays all of kol halayla, and all night they were trying to convince him to do what is customary for visiting dignitaries. Zeis omeres chazor etzli, v'zeis omeres chazor etzli. Right, that's the custom. And Rabbi Akiva was sitting, and he was spitting on the floor. Didn't even look at them. So these two ladies got a little upset. And so they left him. And they had tainus. Here they did their best. And they go to this shultain, v'yamru loy, shava lanu maves mishetetneinu lish hazeh, we'd rather die than to be in a room with this fellow. Sholach v'kara loy, so the shultain sends for Rabbi Akiva. He says, listen, I'm trying to show you due respect. And Amalein tells Rabbi Akiva, mipnei maloy osisim hanoshim halalu, kederach shebnei odom oisim lenoshim. Why don't you act like a normal human being? Lo yofei seima, aren't they nice looking? Lo yibnois adam kamois lohein. You know, human beings, you have to respect them. You're hurting their feelings. Misha bora oisra, lo yibora oisam. Are you considering yourself on a higher madrega than them? Omalei, so Bakiva responded. He says, ma'ase, what can I do? He says, Rechon bo olai. He says, they put perfume on, but the smell of their perfume to me was the same smell as Mibsan, Neveles, Trefes, and Shiratzim. Right? The same smell as when you have a dead carcass lying in the street for a long time. It was a disgusting smell. What do you want from me? Right? That's the Mishnah. Is a pasuk in Mishlei that Nezem Zohov Biaf Chazir is Isha Yofa Vesoras Tuan. When you have a woman who is beautiful and she is empty, so that's like a Nezem Zohov Biaf Chazir. So Shleiman Melech is saying, you have a pig and you're trying to dress up a pig. Right, so you put a necklace on a pig, right? You buy nice pearls, right? And you put a nice bracelet on the feet, right? And put a nose ring in the pig. He says, you look at it; it still looks like a pig. So he says, Nezem Zov Biyat Chazir is Isha Yofa V'Soras Tov. That's the way Shlomo HaMelech looked at a beautiful lady who was empty. Those of us who've learned Masechta Saita and of Chavbeis Amar Aleph is Leikorov Leishona, a person who didn't learn Olav HaKosov Eime V'Zarati is Beis Yisrael V'Zbeis Yehuda Zera Odom V'Zera Behema, is a person who hasn't learned anything. The Kodesh Baruch Hu says that I placed in this world behemoth. A person who is just living without using his seichel, right? So the pasuk says he's a behemoth. The difference between a human being and a behemoth is that a human being has his seichel that guides him. In all animals, there are different levels of seichel, but they all have one thing. It's their animal instinct that guides their kishrin. The difference between a human being and an animal is that a human being is supposed to have his seichel guiding his instincts. And when someone is permitting the instincts to guide the seichel, that's an animal. That's the lashon of the Navi. It's the lashon of Mishle. It's the same lashon that Rabbi Akiva said. Rabbi Akiva said, you're looking at beautiful women, I see disgusting animals. And therefore he was sitting up all night and he was spitting on the floor. For someone who has a tshuka for ruchnius, and when he looks at someone who is wasted, to him it's a disgusting human being. And to Rabbi Akiva, it was mamash oreach, it was oreach of nevelis. Says, you're coming to show me respect, you sent me animals. Now, Rabbi Akiva couldn't chase them out of the room because he would have been killed. You know, the shulchan sends you a matana, you say you don't want it. He says, but you're supposed to send something that's attractive to me. Right? A woman who to you is beautiful and to me she's disgusting, that's not something which is attractive to me. Right? What can I do? That's interesting chazal. This is a strong lashon. Strong lashon in the Mishle, Nezam Zov Biaf Chazir, strong lashon in the Navi, a person doesn't use his mind, the behemoth. These are strong lashonis. You find other strong lashonis in the Chazal. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, and you find this in other Gemaras. There's an Amora that quoted a Braisa, and the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Samabez, Amabez, says, it's impossible for this brisa. It says, Puktani Lebra. This is not a brisa for a bismedish. It's a brisa for outside the bismedish. Right? Teach it outside. Not for here. Right? It's not a nice way of talking. You're hurting somebody's feelings. Right? The Gemara puts it down. The Gemara in Yevamos, on Daf Tes Amud Aleph, says, the first mission Yevamos says, that their test loved Noshim, Poitres Sarasein, the Sarasein, and Aflitim and Ayim. There are 15 women who are called Arayas, and therefore they are potim and achlitim and ayivim, and if they're married to someone and they have a tzara with them, the tzara is also potim and achlitim and ayivim. So one Amora comes up and he says, I have 16. Right? So Rav says, Kimdumali, it appears to me, Shein lay moyach bekodkodet. It appears to me you haven't got a brain in your skull. Right? Not a nice way of talking. And you see, the Gemara writes it down to tell us the way the Gemara spoke. Right? You have got a brain in your skull. So you're telling me that's the way you're supposed to talk. So if I'll go around and I'll tell everybody I've got a brain in your skull. Right? But that's what the Gemara is saying. On the other hand, you have a Masechta Pesachim and a Gimel Amud Beis. That there was one kohen who when they were talking at the size of the lechem aponim that he had, he said had the size of a pool, the size of a zayas. And another person said, another one said had kizon of haltor, the size of the lechem aponim was like the tail of a lizard. So botku achrav umatzu by shemetz psul. Says how's a kosher mensch? A lizard is a tomei. How do you talk like that? So both Kuakrav must be shemesh psul, and they said he shouldn't do the avoid. Right? They're saying how to talk. It's not the way to talk. Yeah. On one hand, you call him a behemoth. Right? On the other hand, you say somebody doesn't, or somebody quotes something. You say doesn't belong in Beis Medrash, get out of here. And not only get out of here, you haven't got a brain in your skull. That's not a nice way to talk. On the other hand, you say, somebody who expressed such an expression that I had the size of Kizan Valtor, Bot Kuachrov, Matsubay Shemitz Pso. How do I conform the two? Not in Sefta Gittin that you learned. The Gemara and the Vavam and the Beis. So the Gemara says, Shalachwe Rebbe Yossi Le'ab Chizda, Gittin Aboy Misham Lekan, from Babel to Tzol, Ein Tzol Chayim Bufonei Nefta, Bufonei Nefta. Omar Rav Yosef, Man Leim Alon, Rebbe Yossi Basamchu. What am I, who says he's a Basamchu? He says, V'yoy, and I have, Arai is not a Basamchu. Why? And he wrote a pasuk without sealed it. Right? So what's he? He's not a bar samta. Okay? Omrei Abaye. Otu kol de lo yoda hod Rav Yitzchak lav gabra rabbehu? Nishma milsa detalya bisvoro lechaya. Ha gemara, you gemara leish miyale. He says, what do you want? He says, he's not a gabra rabba. You know, when a person is born, they didn't learn everything yet. It takes time. It takes time to learn something. He didn't hear this yet. That means he's not a gavra rabba. Something that talya bisvara, you're right. What does it mean? If somebody has facts in his mind and he doesn't use it, he's not a gavra rabba. You're right. But somebody who never acquired the facts, because it takes time. It takes time to finish us. Right? But if someone has learned something and he didn't know it, he's not a Gabba Rabba. If someone didn't learn anything yet, he's a Gabba Rabba. Why? Because all the facts that he has, he's using. Sigmar says, Bishlam Milsa Detalya Bisvara, right? The logic. I have all the facts I'm using for logic. Yes. You're right. But for something I didn't learn. What do you want from me? Right. So what's stated in the Gemara? Rabbi Victor Miller says, what's stated in this Gemara? He says, when a person doesn't use his mind and he has facts, he can be called a Gabra Rabba. So something that the Chazal, that the Gemara is teaching us, in all these expressions, you haven't got a brain in your head. Teach it outside the Beis Medrash. Someone, Mishalei Korav Leishona is a behema. The Chazal are telling us that you don't pamper somebody who's not using his head. The Kodesh Baruch Hu gave you a brain to use. And you don't play games with somebody who is not using his head, because Baruch Hu gave you Bokshem eyes to use, feet to use, a hand to use, and a brain to use. If you're not using your brain, the Rebbe tells the Talmud in a very strong lashon, Kimduma li shelo moach b'kod kada. You have no brain in your head. Because all the facts that you have, that you're quoting to me, is wrong. You did not say the emes. And that's something, just like a Rebbe, when a small child isn't learning, Or a small child isn't doing something correct, the Rebbe has a right to patch him to get him to learn. Right? When a person gets older, there's a mental patch. What are you doing to yourself? You're a behemoth. What's the difference between you and a behemoth? If you have a brain to use and you're not using, you're a behemoth. That's something the Chazal would never accept. Don't go and quote a brisa to me, if you would just analyze it, you'll see it's totally incorrect. Puktani lebra. Something that somebody didn't learn yet. Fine. You can't learn everything you did at one time. It takes time to learn. But if you have all the facts, and you lefi the facts that you have, you're not using it, that's something a Rebbe and a father should not accept. Is that the Chazal teaching us? When someone's expression is that the chelik that I had was kizon of halto, that's not the way to talk. You want to discuss the size of a food that you had? So you can use an expression which isn't that nice. But when you're going and you're teaching a Talmud or a father teaching a son, the way to teach him is to impress upon him the importance of not being lazy with your mind. Yeah, you know, maybe this is the pshat, maybe that's the pshat. You have to use your mind to come to the emes. And if you don't use your mind to come to the emes, what is the difference between you and an animal? There are always different levels of kishrin than animals. Monkeys are on a higher level than the other animals. There are different levels. There's level of kishrin of a dog. So you're on a higher level of kishrin. Big deal. But if your seichel is not governing, is not in control, you're just willing, you're just ready to permit yourself to drift, that's an animal. Nezem zov biyat tazir, ishi yofa besoras tov. To Rav Akiva, this was an animal. It was something which Taka was disgusting to him. Pam points out, a deacon is Gemara, in Gemara in Gittin, a gewaldig gezag. It says, Omar Rav Yosef, man le malon, Rav Yosef basam. Who said he's something? Somebody can rely on. Okay? And they bring the Rav because he didn't do Sirtu. Omali Abaye, Otu called the Loyoda, Hodri of Yitzhak, Lav Gabra Rabbahu? If you don't know it, you're not a Gabra Rabbah. He's a manager. He never said he's not a Gabra Rabbah, he said he's not a Basamcha. How is a Gabra Rabbah becoming a synonym for Basamcha? He starts off saying, Is Rabbi Yosef a Basamcha? Right? I'll show you he's not a Basamcha. So Vai responds, the fact he doesn't know it means he's not a Gabra Rabbah. Right? I never see another guy, but I said not about some. Dr. Flam, what do you see from here? That a Gavra Rabba is only somebody who's a Basamcha. The fact that a person has encyclopedic knowledge, a person can have a lot of yediyas, doesn't mean he's a Basamcha. Who is Roy to be called a Gavra Rabba? Someone that you could rely on. He's a Basamcha too. Otherwise, he's not a Gavra Rabba. That's what the Gemara is teaching us. As you'll travel through life, you'll come across many, many people who have more yediyas than you. That does not mean that they are Bar Samchas. A Bar Samcha is someone who has the yediyas, and he comes generally to the Amitiyas Hadova. That's a Bar Samcha. And that's who the Chazal call a Gavra Rabba. A Gavra Rabba is not somebody who has a lot of yediyas. There could be many, many, many people who have a lot of yediyas. But that they should be called a Gavra Rabba, which has a synonym of Bar Samcha, that's two different things. You see, in the language of a Chazal, what a Gavra Rabba is. And to know if somebody is a Bar Samcha, and to know if somebody is a Gavra Rabba, has nothing to do with piercing the test. Of course, the ideas are there. But to come to the Amitiyas HaDvorim, the structure you see in that Gemara Sochem that I quoted, it's the whole mensch, the way the mensch speaks, the way the mensch acts. It is only in such a way that the person can come to the correct conclusion. When someone has the structure of Midas in him, he's the one who could be a Bar Samcha and a Gavra Rabba. That you see for the Gemara Sochem. And otherwise not. But we also see in this Gemara that the only time he could be called a Gavra Rabba, it's only if he didn't learn it yet. If somebody learned something and he forgot it, the Gemara does not give him any leeway. Why did the Gemara say, maybe forgot Rabbi Yitzchok's din? The Gemara never said that. The Gemara said, maybe Leishmiyale. Because if someone is Machshiv Torah, you can't forget it. And if you do forget it, then you're not a Gavra Rabba. Like the Gemara in Sanhedrin says in the Tzadik Test, that if someone forgets the Dvar Torah that he learned, and he didn't do Chazorah on it, the Gemara says that's Kidvar Hashem Baza. It means it's not Choshev Ti. If you didn't learn it, you could be a Gavra Rabba. If you learned something, and you didn't chazer it, and if you forgot it, then you cannot be called a Gavra Rabba.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.